Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What's happening, lads? Yay! I've not seen a minute ago how flat we are, just changed it, didn't we?
Kyle Huttendall, what's happening, big boy?
Not much, mate, not much. Back
on.
Third time working.
Aye, that's you've got there.
You can tell he's done a pre-season, he's looking good, isn't
it? I'm looking good.
Bowling's training, isn't it? Gary Bowling.
Oh, it's tough up there.
Is it,
mate? Get what a ball looks like, man, honestly.
You used to look a bag of shit, as always.
Mate, I'm feeling better than I did the last day.
You're looking unreal, big man,
I'm going golfing.
Big comedy. I thought flares were banned in golf clubs.
I'm going golfing. These used to fit me when I was overweight. Now that I've shrunk down a bit, they're too baggy.
Need to be. That shows your swing.
Oh, here we go. Here he's right up.
So obviously address the ball.
Look at the big club swinging everywhere.
I like that.
That was a bogey. That was a bogey.
Is that a good touch?
Sorry.
Don't get wrong. That's stiff, mate.
Well, what you been up to?
You've no idea. See,
she's back for Sinar, but
see that sex life programme on Netflix? That's ruining my marriage. There's many men out there watching the same thing, right? Do not let your wife watch it. Season, episode 3, 20 minutes in, every man in the world distraught. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
Move on.
20 minutes in.
20 minutes in, Jesus, you're going for it.
I'll be right on.
This is our 20th day, lads, isn't it?
20th, is it? 3 days to go.
Three shows to go.
And
amazing, isn't it?
Hutz is coming on one of the live shows.
Brilliant.
What is it he said he's going to do with the?
You should kind of dip the mic, but you come on.
What are you saying, you're going to fart in the mic? Don't get any deal like that, mate. We're in partnership with Grosvenor Sports Hearts. You've heard about them, haven't you?
Aye.
Massive.
Aye. Good.
Big company. Bet £10 on any match, you get £30 in free bets.
Superb.
Happy with that?
What a deal.
Happy with that, aye.
Right, Kev, you have to do the full podcast, like...
I think a few people took a wee bit of offence to that the other day.
Oh, we're getting slaughtered for it, man. People have not got what we're saying to them.
No.
Not today with the manager.
Not today with the manager at all.
Everything he's saying is right.
My point, everything that he's doing is how you'd want your manager to coach. But what I was getting at was that a journalist had tweeted that morning about... He'd retweeted the training session and said, this is interesting. And I'm like, what's interesting about a manager coaching his team? That's what my point was. So when I said at the end of it, the journalists need to get their heads out the arse, that's what I meant. There was no disrespect to the manager at Celtic or whatever, and any are these loons jumping on the bandwagon. Seriously, just watch the clip. I wasn't slagging off his training.
I know you're worried about it. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
Off,
mate. I'll tell you what. The old Twitter of all the numbers stop me sleeping.
I can't hear something. Help me with this.
Hey, I did a big one.
Oh, mate, you've got...
I'm not worried.
Hey, Hutz, I'm no... Producer shite myself.
No,
please,
that is that.
People jump on everything so quickly, man.
Oh, mate, we're just four loonies, three loonies and four of the dead.
You want to say that we've had shy careers? We know we've had shy careers.
We know we had, like, I've scored in the premiership. What else can you do?
30, yeah, it might have been your prime when it counted me,
for
me.
But you're still balling, mate.
Still balling. Still get subbed on and subbed off at Air United. What are you ramming them?
Retired at 20. Just hit me, listen.
So he goes out and gets drunk the night before Peterhead comes. That's a joke.
Edit that.
Well, no, it's fine. It's fine. But you have a good night Saturday, Paul?
To be fair, it's unbelievable.
Is there a story?
20 days in and still no touch a drop of alcohol. That is unbelievable.
95% of what you see is
What, you're on the Heavenlies?
Oh, mate.
It's like somebody's farted in a bit of time. I want to see you make a bit of IPs, they're the same, mate.
What are they meant to be, the things, man? Oh,
3 years I've been doing this show and I've never seen him drink, and in 20 days.
He's went for it, he
blurted it. Is it red stripe?
Aye. Just a drink?
You on the red stripe?
Was it just a drink on Saturday, bro?
Was it just a drink you were blurting Saturday?
No. No, yeah. What about my performance Saturday?
Oh, you were magnificent. As always, mate. You're right. The most electrifying man in podcast
entertainment.
But again, we need to say to the fans, it was absolutely pissing down here. Turned up in their numbers.
Actually, I don't get that, though. It was wet, so surely they would want to stay. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Do you like when it's wet?
You do.
No, to be fair, unbelievable for the fans. Yeah. Mate, do you win it? Like, that's what I'm saying, the best crowd in the world.
Mate, they've just been amazing the whole time. Especially Saturday, because it wasn't just raining, it was thumping it down.
Yeah.
And the wee guy sitting here, man.
Was that him who was thumping it?
Oh, he's always thumping it down. But no, it was amazing.
So what, talk us through your night. You finished the show, went up there for a few beers.
I stayed up there for a few beers.
The whole night?
Up the road, aye.
Did the size mate come?
Up the road, yourself.
The size mate come?
Who's mate?
Size mate.
Aye, he was here.
I've just figured out, Simon, right, like, you're no up his arse. He's up his arse.
Oh, it's Slaney loves him. Aye.
Is it?
It's Capaldi, he's...
Oh, I slapped him a bit all day.
I slapped him. Well, I'm going to try and make a... We're trying to make an open goal marriage with Lewis Capaldi and Melissa Slane.
Melissa, is she keen on him?
She's keen on him.
Ah, there's a bit of flirting going on.
I think there is a bit of flirting going on.
I'm glad she's moved to him because she was already on me the first couple of nights.
No, she does. She just went for a beer, didn't
she? She must be a thing for bigger guys, eh?
Big guys.
Was she like shooting, didn't she?
Sure, I don't know. First I've heard.
Is it?
Did share a drink when I finished and it was nice.
I went for a wee drink together.
Ah, yeah. He thinks it was just a drink.
She came in, she thought it was chocolate, so I don't know what was going on.
Right, Hutts, Euros, what have you made it so far?
Brilliant, mate. I've actually enjoyed
it. What's been brilliant
about it? Just seen everybody talk about how England are going to do so well, and then...
I'm going to do it.
They're going to do it.
Do you think
they are? I think they're going to do it, mate. I do. Actually, no. Italians. Italians.
I remembered.
No, Italians are still in. No, man.
They're the only ones that can stop them, I think.
That's the only ones that can stop them.
What have Italy got that over England?
I just think, just watching Italy, just if they need to go like, sort of keep it tight and just sort of win the ugly way, they can do that. I'm not sure if England can sort of win that sort of ugly way. And the Italians have just got experience, haven't they? I think they've got more experience in England in these sort of bigger tournaments and stuff.
Managers
like
more experience as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
Italy, I think defensively Italy are stronger, and I think that's where they'll...
England have not conceded a goal.
I know, but Simon...
What was saying here? But they've not really played.
Who have they played, really?
Germany.
Scotland, to be fair. We had a few chances.
Croatia. Germany. All teams that have done all right in the tournament.
The only thing is, defensively, they were only brilliant for Germany.
I always believe in every game that England's played, teams have had a chance, a proper chance, like in terms of a chance to score. Like, it's not been like a half a chance. They've had a few clear-cut chances, even the other night with Ukraine. When Ukraine got forward, they still got into good positions where they could have an opportunity. So I think with Italy up front, they might only need that one opportunity. And I think when England...
Big look at Tony takes it, doesn't it? If he gets
big
it.
Look at Telly. What's his name? I keep kind of get his name right at all. Fucking hell, man. Head's gone. my head's gone. I've had a shower this morning as well. But no, I think if England play the way they did the other night against Ukraine, set pieces are vital for England. They're very, very good. Harry Kane got a couple of goals, and then see that volley. Tell me you saw the volley.
I left it.
That was outrageous.
It was outrageous.
And then I just think the confidence is breathing through. Like Jadon Sancho. Sancho. That's his brother.
Sancho.
Played a single minute. He's not played a single minute, right, and was unbelievable all night. I just think the strength and depth that they've got is what's going to maybe take them forward.
Rashford's hardly played a minute.
I can see why.
What?
I didn't think he was great when he came on all night, no.
Rashford and Bellingham.
It's always hard coming on as a sub.
Mate, Bellingham, how relaxed is he on the ball?
17.
Just turned
like
18.
He's like a Hutton, isn't he? He's like a Kyle Hutton.
Very, very good.
Reminds me of Hutton coming through.
I can't remember when I was like...
Most of the Euro teams have got good squads, but then they've all got good 11s, but England's got like two sets of good 11s. You take off Foden, you take off Mount, Rice, Phillips, you can replace him with Henderson, Foden, Mount. It's just like
Southgate's been good, but
he's started a tournament, hasn't he?
Like, yeah. He's under huge pressure to play like a Grealish and he's choosing not to. And he's just choosing not to.
That
just gone his own way. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, like,
you can go your own way, go your own way.
I don't even know that song.
You can go your own way. But we need to get a shout out to Ukraine getting to quarter. I'm glad Ukraine.
I
was going to sing that Saturday, but I think a lot of people know the song. Who sings it?
Well done,
Paul. £10 in the bank account.
Glad you came.
I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. Something wrong with you, man. We've got Hutch here, so we'll ask him what you think of Scotland's performances in the group stages. You're a massive Scotland fan. Travel with the Fat Army, we're all standing there. Does he pay his membership?
Do you know, you seen it?
What's the membership fee? You need to fart in your dad's face every
time. Danny loves it. I think my dad, but enough. Can he say not unless it's my dad you date to?
What did you think of the performances?
It was the first game, I don't know, it just looked as if the first game. All the teams, England, Czech Republic and
Croatia.
Czech Republic, you need to be looking at that game and go and get 3 points. It was as if the first game is set up not to get beat. And you're thinking, just it's your first tournament in 20 odd years, just go for it.
Would you have done
in the first game.
What would you have done different?
Two up front.
Would you have?
I'd went two up front, mate, aye. I mean, we looked better with two up front after that. And I would just went to up front, just went for it. I know it was obviously.
But is there also an argument that England haven't really went for it? They've been quite defensive and look where it's got them in the tournament.
Mm-hmm. But they've got players up front that can sort of turn the game and.
Individual brilliance.
Individual brilliance. We've not got that. And I just think it was the first game that killed. It was obviously going to do it to England and getting a point, brilliant. But it was too much to ask to go and get a win against Croatia. Although we've done all right against Croatia and for spells, it was the first game that just killed us. And I know obviously. He's thinking, no being here in 20 years, let's go out and let's sort of keep it tight and see if we can get in. But I just think the other side of it is, no being there in 20 years, just have a go.
Yeah.
Just get pumped, just get a win.
Now the dust settles, what you used to, what would you have done different?
I've always said in the podcast from day one that the Czech Republic was the game we should. I know Czech Republic got to the quarterfinals, but we could have had them put it. I think if we'd have went for it, I think even saying playing two up front the first game, even if he did play one up front, I don't think Dykes was the one.
Should have been Shea Adams.
There's a lot of talk, obviously, about O'Donnell and other guys, but I can understand those choices. But when you're maybe setting up to be defensively, you've got to have somebody up the park that can do something a wee bit different that might get you a goal. Dykes is one-dimensional. It's like he's a target man type guy. He can hold it up, he'll lay it off. Whereas with Shea Adams, I think he can get on the half turn. Okay, so I think Shea Adams could get on the half turn. So I think that's where Light Hutt says it, because if you win the first game or even get a point, you've got then two cracks of the whip. Whereas with, is that right? Aye, it is right.
I think that's
aye, it is right. It is.
You're fair crack of the whip.
Two cracks of the whip.
Since Slaney was doing Saturday.
Are you still talking about you and Lynn at the weekend? Two cracks of the whip.
That's funny you should say that.
Slaney was cracking the whip.
Two cracks of the whip.
A fair crack of the whip.
Rubbing your gums.
Rubbing your gums.
Rubbing your gums.
Rubbing your gums. Rubbing your gums.
Oh, God, this just puts me up to this level now.
Be off my best stuff. No, listen.
You Tony Adams' boy.
Aye, Michael Jackson saw me a thriller, remember?
Somebody actually put my clip up against Tony Adams' clip, so he's running about and then he's got my boys going.
Oh, I'd be cheating.
Have we actually? Can you show us that? Oh, I need to see it.
Oh, it was somewhere. I've seen it somewhere. I was like,
that'd
oh
be the best
God.
Ever. Right, yeah, listen, I think the first game you look back, Simon, and Tierney was up, and that was massive. That ran ahead. The only thing I think, it's easy saying it now, but Billy Gilmour should have started. He made a difference for England, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And I think if he'd started the first game, he'd got that bit of controlled, composed, relaxed behaviour in that midfield.
It's two up front against England, we looked at a better team, do you know what I mean?
But then again, we still had big chances, didn't we?
Oh, aye.
So then Steve Clarke kind of came on, his shoes on, his
finished, do you know what I mean?
Especially the Blades, yeah,
you chip it or
chip it.
I mean, I learned it.
Well done. Do you want to give a speech to the nation?
Just tell them, like, don't know.
No, we're all right, we're all right.
You're sitting down.
A speech to the nation. We live and we learn, boys.
Okay, right, well done. Disappointing that one.
What is it? Give me a bit more. Give me a substance.
Just to the nation, it's now flat with the weather. Back to the weather, all that, you know what I mean?
Back to the weather.
Had a good summer.
It's been disappointing, but hey, as I said before, we live and we learn, right? And also,
live and we learn, eh?
We will go to up front.
Fans were great, we go again.
Fans are great, we go again.
Hey, no bad. But here, he'll be on that boogie bus later for his touch.
Oh, yeah! Oh! I don't know if that's his game, is it?
Oh, no. It's definitely not.
Got a steel toe cap, is it?
Just shoulder tackle the ball.
Imagine he just fucking did it. Italy v Spain tonight, who are we fancying? He's said Italy.
Italy.
I think there could be a wee spanner.
Nah. Italy.
No, I don't think you can call it. I think it's very, very tight.
I agree with Paul, it's very
tight.
Tough,
same as that story you told about in the changing room, it was very tight, remember?
Mate, that was that tight, I swear to God.
You had to crack your lip, didn't you?
I had to get a vice out to help open up a wee bit.
So, listen, I think it's
good. It's been good, but then they've got Kev up front of that, Big Manata.
Hods the ball, these lovely touches, but just doesn't need it with the goal.
He was saying about that, he was talking about that, wasn't he, Manata? Says Compton just goes.
The thing is, they don't have really too much else in attacking wise. Spain, Morata is the main man for them, but I don't know. I think Spain will keep the ball well, but whether they can break down the back four of Italy,
but
I don't know.
Italy have changed it up. Italy were pressing Belgium high, aren't they?
I know.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying that Italy press, if they go and press Spain high, well, that's suit Spain, because Spain are the type that can probably play through that. Mm-hmm.
But see Italy in the early games, the group stages, Italy were coming out from the back, right, and letting teams come to them, and they were passing around in very, very tight spaces, and I thought, wow, that was unusual. I said in the early stages that if a good team come and press Italy, they would struggle with that, but they've managed to change their game to suit who they're playing at that moment.
I think they both can
be.
And Alto.
Two good managers, aren't it?
Yeah.
Enrique.
Yeah. He's got nae arse in his jeans, though.
I don't know why he's
wearing that. Me arse, mate. And him, he's the same. Oh, no,
I've got the arse.
No, I go for my fight, my hamstrings to my
I've just got a big back.
How come you're called the scraper?
Oh, that was.
It's Conroy, actually.
Oh, is it?
Conroy made it off at Airdrie, just because I used to just sort of scrape the granny, used to say.
You see, Conroy says in training every day you couldn't play against him without you standing on your toes.
Standing on your toes or doing the back of your Achilles or something, so I just go to name scraper.
What, just pure clumsy?
Just clumsy, mate, and then just scrape
him. I hate guys like you, man.
You were aggressive as fuck, you powered about you. I remember like thinking,
but it was just
get lost.
Power and clumsiness.
Aye, but you were hard but fair.
And then it was just Conroy came in one day and was like, there's a big scraper coming out. And it's just stuck for then, and everybody just started calling me a scraper, Dale and all that.
Dale was saying the scraper as well. But we had a guy called Thomas DeSevi, who played up front, mate, he was a striker. And every day, I was like, mate, you're a striker. Stop tackling people and fucking... Every day would nearly break your leg, man. I was like,
they ruin your experience.
Oh, ruin training, mate. Session records, man.
I ruin people's experience, not I mean.
Oh, mate, it's not good. I was just scared to get near them, ain't
you? Daniel Boateng as well. Do you remember he came to Hibs on loan? Big Daniel Boateng, mate, he used to wear studs about that size and every day in training, just overrun the ball, mate, and then just fucking smash it.
The worst is a young kid coming up, he's pure busy.
Pure enthusiasm.
Smashing at the last day.
Have you seen
that
Airdrie as well?
Airdrie, yeah. Did you play him? Mate, what is he like in training?
Mate, he was going to leather.
he was
Mark
wild.
Wilson. Mark Wilson, mate.
But the manager?
Aye, manager, mate.
How?
He gets sent off. it was like 15 minutes into the game, Big Daniel Boateng, as you said, took a bad touch, came out, smashed the boy, right? Yellow card. Next, 2 minutes later, boy's running behind him, he's pulled him back, red card, so he's getting half his head. Obviously, Mark Wilson's come in, he's just like shouting at him, obviously, and he's just lost it. Punched the locker, stood up, tried to grab Mark Wilson. Conroy, of all people, ran there, jumped in, grabbed him, held him back, and he's just trying to get to him. And I was just looking at him going,
Wee Willow was great, wasn't he?
And then, didn't he see him after that? Daniel Boateng?
Wee Willow was in the locker, wasn't he?
See, every time he used to take a bad touch and turn, you could hear the cans like, no, Daniel, no! he was just running into two bits of Dean. He was wild boy thing, wasn't he? Good boy tackle, I liked him. As you said, Jaden Sancho. He looked good, didn't he?
Very good.
He's a top man, you're like, that's a snip. £72 million for a guy with that. See stats?
Very
what
good.
What was taught about? Wide attacking players now, front three need good stats, assists, goals.
He's
Sancho
faster.
Gave you that, mate, for £70 million.
And that's sharp. The man you've been missing. Sharp. Man, you've not had the right winger now.
But what happens to Mason?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
See, I think Mason will be a
striker.
Eventually, when Cavani goes, he'll be the number one up there. He's a brilliant finisher, isn't he?
Yeah. 70 million's a snip, though, eh?
I would agree, because he's still young, and some of the things he did all right, it's the how he's able to shift the balance going one way to another way and recognising the danger and
moving the ball.
You
wouldn't be able
to
get the trousers on a
pair, yeah. Of course you
wouldn't,
yeah.
What do Man United actually? That's a Man United team.
Sancho or Grealish?
Grealish.
Sancho for me. I just might take a player though.
Yeah, I think Sancho running down that wing.
Grealish.
Why are you going Grealish? What have you got?
I just love watching him. I've just... Aston Villa, I've watched him all season.
He's not even played anywhere near the level that Sancho's played at the
time. I know. I just think when he's got the ball, it looks as if he's never ever going to lose it. And Grealish.
Southgate doesn't fancy Grealish, right?
Jimmy Grimble, isn't it?
No. Man, who doesn't fancy Grealish?
Southgate.
Oh, Jimmy Grimble.
Oh, Southgate, if he's side, does he fancy Grealish?
Pass it to Gordon. Pass it to bloody Gordon.
That's the best form ever.
That actually looks like. Oh my gosh.
You seen that, Jimmy Grimble?
Gordon's dad and where's Jimmy Grimble. Wait till you see this.
You seen that fella?
Look, he's like me, wait, is he?
No, he actually did. Wait, Phil Neville looks like the other. Here.
Sancho, mate.
Sai. Phil never looks like that. See the man's boyfriend. The motorbike.
is that no Robert Carlyle? Look, there's that's Gordon's dad.
No, he looks like Barry from EastEnders.
Look, it's Kevin Sweeney. You're Gordon.
No, he's gorgeous, that boy, man.
It's a bit harsh, mate. I've got a quiff.
Oh, mate, Jimmy Grimble always reminded me of Rooney.
Wayne Rooney?
Ah, he was like that to a boy, weren't he?
They boots still, man.
Oh,
I thought you'd have been Grealish, no?
I'm still, listen, he's a top player, but once you do Champions League, I mean, you've done it, big man.
I'm
Champions League, sir. It's hard for us to talk about Grealish, isn't it? It's hard for us to talk about Grealish, because we don't know what the level he's at in there.
Exactly.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Has he even played Europa League, Grealish?
No. So I don't know if he'd crumble, you're right.
I know.
Sancho.
Skulls, that. People that get skulls. How do you like John O'Shea? I've not heard. Is he still? Is he
I've not heard.
Can you see Sancho being like a John O'Shea type playing for Manu?
Who?
Sancho.
What about?
Can you see him being like a John O'Shea type?
Step could over, stinking keepers.
Step over, aye, keeping it tight.
Remember John O'Shea's goal for Arsenal?
Amazing. Left foot, think to goalie. That was the game that Keane was going to do Vieira in the tunnel, wasn't it?
Aye, mate, Fergie's not the manager though. Guys like I think O'Shea, Wes Brown, I don't know, maybe
they're
not playing, are
they? And I would have never let you start, but so.
I know, I played against A2 one night, the Resies, Wes Brown, John O'Shea, beat them 3-1, scored a hat trick.
Kevin,
I need to know that. We need to get, can you get that up, please?
It was only a quick fire hat trick. Came on at half time, then got a loan move to Huddersfield.
What year was that?
That would have been 90.
Did you get your anorak off before the game, or did you play that?
Try and get up.
It's Rizal's.
Right, Paul, we've got Kyle Hutton on, so we better ask him about his season ahead. Why don't you ask him?
Kyle, obviously, how are you looking forward to your season ahead? Yeah, which song was in? It was a Stone Rosie song that was in that film, Jimmy Grimble.
Send to me from heaven. Oh, what was it?
La, 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 la. I don't know. Season ahead, big man, you look forward to. What is this? How many years now in the game?
Off.
And see, before you go, doesn't matter what. You've been Champions League, you go down. To play football at any level is tough. Any level.
Did you see this thing on Twitter somebody put up? If you've made it in professional football, you're one of.
Mate, it's so difficult. And what I hate is, mate, like, and they'll say because
you're right, football players be tweeting it on.
Mate, other side players are retweeting it on. The big players never touched it.
Put the wee emoji. The wee hand emoji signs that.
I think somebody tweeted that. Did you not tweet that?
You made it up.
About what?
Have you made it as a footballer, you're one of 8 million?
Aye, I did, aye. 0.00025%.
Of the population.
Aye.
That's it.
Just put that in your bonnet when you're trying to argue with me. Just...
Unreal, man.
Yeah, how much have you been missing Andy Halliday? Oh,
he's back tomorrow.
He's a mate, same Robbie Nielsen, isn't he? Just the two of them.
Aye.
He's wanting that. He says he hates fitness and fitness tests, but he's been asking for that yo-yo test every day.
Him and Robbie run the banana boat at Millport. The two of them. Andy and Robbie. Caught, pictured in the sun yesterday. Aye, the two of them on the banana boat down at Millport. Don't know what they were doing with the banana.
Kyle Hutton.
Season ahead.
Season ahead.
Keeping
her
up,
didn't you? Cowden Beef. So.
Oh, you're away for the Lowlands, do you?
Away for the Lowlands, mate. So I thought I'd bring myself back up and back at the professional.
You're selling a promotion I mean. Before you retire?
That's it, mate.
Well, they're not getting promoted this year.
Oh. Cowden Beef.
He's back. How
maybe playoffs, isn't it? Maybe try aim for the playoffs.
Playoffs, that'll. Oh, I don't know what
playoffs.
Gary
Ball's going to pull my boys, take that out.
Don't know what playoffs, relegation.
No, he's going to be up there.
No, well, be. We're all right, mate. They're solid enough back four, decent in midfield. Just last year, it was just, couldn't score. Literally couldn't score, but brought in me Liam Buchanan.
Yes, Bucks, what a boy.
He Bucks.
Liam Buchanan. I'll be Lord Farquhar, straight.
Nothing. Boxy shot.
He's done there, isn't
he? What is he? What are you doing there, William? Nah, I was on trial.
Oh, shit!
No, I was on trial with Fernand with him. He was alright.
Good lad.
He was.
So, what were we saying for Kevin B? Playoffs to go up? Put your cards on the table.
Playoffs, right?
Run your gun,
is that the goal?
That's the goal. So, Gary Bowen said that's the goal this year. Get the playoffs. Minimum.
I know, but we've not got Gary Bowen sitting here. We're asking you, mate. So, don't engage Gary Bowen.
Aye, so, I'm saying playoffs for us. Yeah, definitely playoffs. If we Bucks can stay fit, obviously, we've got big rent. You know him, Big Rent?
Yeah.
So we've got him, so it's like little and large up front. So Good. Hopefully it'll work.
See if you were playing a game and Gary Bowen said, right, we're going to do this today. You're obviously an experienced player. Would you ever say, Gaffer, I'm not having that?
If you completely didn't agree with it, I'm at the stage of my career now, I can go and speak to him and say, look, don't really agree with that. But see, to be fair, he just keeps...
He
keeps it simple, mate. Doesn't he complicate anything, do you know what I mean?
And I need to give a shout out to your assistant, Craig Easton, played about Sunday.
Easter.
Mate, one time we were at a away trip. Does he love smelling the grass in it?
No.
One time we used to do warm ups, mate, he'd be stretching his groins and he'd taste the grass, smell it. Pure roll eyes out the back of his head. And then one time we were at a away trip. This isn't the word I like. One time we were at a away trip, he pure loves nature, mate, ask him. Put my bags in. I think we're playing Millwall in London, so we're just on the outskirts of London. looking at my windy mate, and Eastie was climbing a tree at the hotel, just sitting up a tree.
Was his eyes rolling up the tree?
Had his trousers at his ankle. Never had his eyes. Used to climb trees in that, mate, and just sit in the trees and loved it. Just loved being at one with nature, mate.
Quite right.
Oh, mate, when this comes out,
you remember him, Craig Easton?
I played with him in Scotland.
He's going to get swallowed, mate.
How is he?
He was alright, actually, aye.
Could run all day, couldn't he?
Aye.
You wouldn't know what to pass for him, but he could run all day.
He was no good in the bottom.
No, he was. I think when he was younger, he was like touted as being like one of these.
Next Davey Bowman.
Aye. Next, I don't know, Kyle Huttons or something. I don't know.
He was a bright prospect.
I think he still gets up like 5 in the morning and goes like 5k.
He went down south, did he? Was it no like Luton or something? It was in the mirror.
He had a bit of curly toe.
Did he?
Yeah, a bit of curly toe.
See, that's
Umbros.
That's took his own quite
still
well.
Got the Umbros.
No way. Still wears the Umbros. The ones with dog shit over.
Still wears the Umbros, mate.
That's it. That's took his own well.
He bought them off Jimmy Grimble, didn't he?
I Jimmy Grimble, man.
Good lad, you stay for.
Yeah. When you were coming through, who did you get tipped to be the next? Do you remember?
Who did?
No.
So I was Paul McStay.
Was that Tommy Burns?
I went under the radar. There were so many other people like, in front of me. I would just went under the radar.
You know, tipped the next Bert Conterman there. I remember people saying that about you.
You were buzzing on him, weren't you?
I know. Big Bert.
Big Bert.
I was obviously tipped to be the next Niall Quinn, and up the next fucking Danny Dicchio.
who were you? Robbie Keane? Oh, because he was like 16 in that when he played,
Matt McKee brought me through and he brought Robbie Keane through and he's the closest thing I've seen to Robbie Keane.
Wow.
See, when Robbie Keane made his debut for Celtic, Slaney, were you involved in the squad then?
I signed the same day as him.
That was the one with the dad's suit.
Remember?
I played against Robbie Keane, his first game he played was against Kilmarnock. We beat them 1-0. We beat Celtic 1-0 that night.
You just beat them?
Chris Maguire squad.
Yeah?
That's right, Robbie Keane was playing.
You playing then, were you?
I played that night, aye. How was Keane?
He
was very keen. Nah, he was brilliant. You could tell how good he was. Okay. Sharp, turning.
Movement.
His movement, that old one, go one way, drop the shoulder and go the other way. Like, holy shit, how fast is he? But, nah, he was good. But we were lucky that.
Tell you a legend, though. That's Cal Naismith on the podcast.
What a guy.
Seen him, he was well warm before he came on because he was saying to me he was going to tell a few sort of stories that he probably couldn't have heard anyway. But he was well warm, so I watched it. So it was actually. It was good, wasn't
it?
Like I said, you caught up a shite.
A shite bag in the grass.
Aye. For the kidnapping.
Uh-huh. Aye,
it's true, but.
Would you say he was made of a shite bag and made of grass and you were that day?
I was just sitting there in silence, just not saying a word.
Oh, Cal was never sitting there quiet, is he?
Nah. Oh, he was. He was honestly all over the place. Oh, he was all over the place.
Was he alright?
Until the police got us.
And then he was the big man.
Do you know what I mean? That's him there, not hanging his head out his window.
But I said that.
As I said, and I tweeted the quiff blowing in the wind, shouting, there he's there, you know what I mean? It was him.
I said that. He was obviously on the brass neck he's got at Rangers. Every time the manager would say to him, Carl, I need to speak to you, he'd be like, fucking hell, what's the gaffer want with me for? He'd pure like crumble.
This is good.
He would fold like a deck of cards, wouldn't he? He'd be like, he'd start coming and ask, hey, jig, the gaffer's asked me, he got his always, what do you think he wants me for? And he'd pure like nervous because like, obviously, it's as an act.
He was up to stuff already.
Aye, because he was non-stop.
Obviously, coped me from there.
Do you know what was funny? He was like that in the day. He said the same thing in the West. He's like, you're giving it the big one now, but I remember when you made your debut and you were starting and you were going around to all the older boys asking, what should I do here? What should I do? And Cal looked at me like that. There was only one older person I spoke to that day, and it was Jig. Because I went up to him and says, I should be fucking captain. That's just the way he does it, isn't it?
See
when Kev was saying it, he was like screwing his face out.
Just looked at him as if
what you'd say. Any other things you can tell us about him there?
About Kel?
I seen him when he was captain pre-season, see him?
Aye,
put the pictures up with the armband on and the new hair and all that.
Was he?
I seen that, but I thought he got
still looks terrible, doesn't it?
I'm just going.
I thought you got that done.
But good to be back out in front of the fans, I was sort of going, hey.
See how you and like Carl were pals at Rangers, because you just grew up knowing each other beforehand, so you, Carl and the other half what? Coley.
No, so I Coley. Met Carl, so we were it was under 15s, I met Carl and Ed, remember C nightclub?
See,
so we were in there one night. I was in there with Big Junior. Remember Big Junior?
Yeah, Big Set Half. Played with Clive. What was it, Fergie called?
What was that again?
Piece of shit or something?
Shut your mouth, you piece of shit. You wait to speak. Just wait to sit up and speak, you'll be like, shut your mouth, you piece of shit. Bad that, innit?
Right.
So
right.
I met him in there. That's when I met Carly then. How did Obviously, Coley, he was still at Rangers. How did and he Coley, was with Coley.
Oh, he was with Coley. So Carly and Coley, Coley.
And then me, Carly and Coley end up just for that night. I met him in there, and then for that night, we just get tight, and then obviously.
Mate, honestly, obviously.
We started getting up to all sorts back at.
Every day you come into training side.
That's my career stuff.
What do you mean, all sorts, as in back to Beatles' houses and stuff like that?
Aye, and then just at Murray Park, just up to all sorts. And then 3 years went on holiday together, and that was just a complete and utter disaster.
You were really excited to come Malia. In the morning.
How was that a disaster?
Just.
Oh, Malia, mate.
How was that a disaster?
Nah, it was just. Carl needs to be every night, like Carl shaving his Coley's eyebrow off and all that sort of nonsense and stuff like that. And it was worst stuff that I can't see on camera.
Tom Fuller. Uh-huh. What were you going
to
say, mate?
I just say, you used to look forward to like the Sunday session or the Monday session to find out what they would got up to at the weekend. And there would always be stories, there'd be videos, there'd be all sorts. It was amazing.
But then people say that, look, people go, I hear people going, oh, I enjoyed the bevy too much. But Cal's went in the, in the championship as the captain, do you know what I mean? So the
best thing that happened to him is he went down to, he just got away. But Accrington, I mean, when he went to Accrington, he was hating it. Like, he wanted to take him back. Ah,
the video of Accrington in the dressing room is unbelievable. You seen it?
No.
He stands up to him and he's like, how the fuck have I managed to score 15 goals for this team? you, and I'm scoring, playing with you, and I'm scoring 15 goals for the worst club in the full entire English league.
He used to follow me and go, that's it, I've had enough, mate. I'm coming up the road. I says, how it's up? He says, mate, this is. Honestly, just his facilities and that was just, it was just, it wasn't great. And then, but anyway, I got moved to
Pompey, wasn't it?
Pompey, mate, aye. And that for there, they loved it, Pompey. Loved it, and then that was him,
aye. He was flying.
So that's the difference. He went down south, I didn't he? I went to stay at Rangers.
Because he actually, you know, put Walter Smith up for saying, I thought Walter Smith knew a player, but he put Hudson ahead of me.
Travelling to him, you time with the first team, man, no. Honestly, man, look at you something, you're rubbish, man. You're playing with the first team.
You're rubbish.
That's what you're saying, you're rubbish. Up. You're playing with the first team. Oh,
what a show again, innit?
Well done. Another great show.
That's been brilliant today.
Your decision game with Paul Slane in Grosvenor Sports.
Yeah, it is my game, and that's why I like to dedicate this to the guy that comes on, make him feel part of it. So, Kyle Hutton, can you read?
If you can look down the camera, please, Kyle, and just read. But didn't I just sit and try try to address your audience?
I like the way he's sat up as well.
Uh-huh. He does look like a news reader, like a blue presenter or something.
Good on him, like Steve Clark here. The rest of the nation.
You ready for it?
Sturgeon.
Here we go. So, but just before you, just a wee, you need to flip it around after that, like beats, don't you? Read just that and then flip it and read the next four, three lines.
Yeah, right, okay, no problem.
Try and cut things with your hands or whatever.
You might drop the sheet as well at times and keep talking and then pick it back.
Aye, that'd look, be impressive.
Look up and down.
Yeah. Right, here we go, let's see it. Right, let's leave him to it.
Right, you ready? 5,000 will be won in this round, but big news is just in.
Oh, wow, what is it?
There'll be 10 grand to be won in the final round.
Yay!
Yay! Right, make sure you sign up.
Yay!
Flip it!
Flip it. You can get involved in the free to play. Everyone, you's at home
Kids.
Watching.
Superb.
You can get involved in the free to play game at home as well for a chance to win big money.
Big Yay! Big money!
Big money. It's a simple yes-no game, and a cash prize will be won in each round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of
£10,000. Oh, superb!
Everyone who gets 6 or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.